Welcome to Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today we're going to be researching what it takes to become a weatherman. What's the process, what kind of training you need, and what's the day-to-day experience like? Well, first, Riderman. There's no rider mail. There was one person who left a blank message from the 510 area code, but there's no actual mail, so you guys fell down on the job. Alright, so what is being... Okay, I want to read that completely. What is my IP? What is gluten? What is Coachella? What is it? What is it like to die? What is it about 20-somethings? What is it works? That's not a... I'm going to search for what is it works. That's not a thing. That's works body wrap scam. That sounds familiar. What is it like... What is it like to die? What is it like to be a bat? That's a good question. To be a... What is it like to be a psychiatrist? What is it like to be a lawyer? No one cares about weatherman. What is it like to be a weatherman? What is it like to be a meteorologist? Oh, thanks for correcting me. I guess meteorologist is a gender-neutral term, which I should be using. Meteorology is a fun and exciting career choice. Meteorologists across the world get to predict some of the nation's wildest weather, from hurricanes to tornadoes, and from heat waves to blizzards. This is one career choice that will keep you on your toes. Toes. It says toes, even though I read it as toast. Becoming a meteorologist. Meteorology is a tough college major. The courses are challenging, but with a little planning and dedication, you can get through it. Your planning should start in high school. Meteorologists need to be good at math and science, so take all the courses that you can. If your school offers calculus and physics, take these two classes because they'll help you a lot once you get to college. The basic requirement for becoming a meteorologist or a climatologist is a 4-year Bachelor of Science degree in Meteorology or Atmospheric Sciences. Some teaching, research, or management positions require a Master's of Science PhD degree or PhD. Just to give you an idea, some of the classes you'll be taking in college will be calculus, physics, dynamics, synoptics, and even computer programming courses. Synoptics, that's not a word, is it? Synoptics. S-Y-N-O-P-T. Synoptic Gospels. Synoptics. Synoptics Communications was a Santa Clara, California-based early computer network vendor from 1985. Manifesting or characterized by comprehensiveness or best or breadth of view. Synoptics, the first three Gospels which describe Christ's life from a similar point of view. Synoptic. Of or constituting a synopsis, presenting a summary of the principal parts of the general view of a whole. So this is like a class in picture, I guess. Basic requirement, okay. Basic requirement for becoming a meteorologist or a climatologist is a 4-year Bachelor of Science degree in Meteorology or Atmospheric Sciences. Some teaching, research, or management positions require a Master's of Science degree or a PhD. Okay, I already read that. Whether you already know you want to become a meteorologist, or if you're really not sure, the best thing you can do is shadow or intern with local maker. I like the idea that you're just following them around. Like, you find out where they eat lunch and you go hang out with them and try to make friends with them. they don't realize you're there just to learn to become a meteorologist. This is extremely important because it allows you to have a hands-on approach and really on watching them get lunch to really get to see how we forecast the weather. This is a first person. This is a first person documentation. Just the note: most internships aren't paid, but some of the forecasting techniques that you learn will be more value than money. Here's some pictures that show you exactly what we do at a chroma key wall. Click on the pictures to enlarge. Okay. It's not working. Just so you know, the pictures aren't working. The top two pictures are of me at a chroma key wall. This is the wall where I do the weather. There are monitors on both sides of the wall for me to look at. You just, like, look at your favorite poems or, like, pictures of cats on the monitors. The side picture is of my camera. This is the camera you see me in, whether you're watching, when you're watching TV at home. I see my reflection in this camera, so I know where to point. Well, that sounds useful. Oh, here we go. The Yahoo answers this. What is it like to be a meteorologist, really? I've wanted to be a meteorologist for as long as I can remember, and I'm just wondering what it's really like. I love weather, and I'm totally fascinated by it. I'm a junior in high school and hope to major in meteorology, so what's it like? Thanks so much. I'm just curious. Best answer, chosen by voters. It is a fun, sometimes exciting, sometimes boring field to be in, especially if one is in the forecasting side of it. It's rarely the same thing every day. You could be a broadcast meteorologist or a researcher as well. Sometimes it involves working odd hours as weather goes on day and night every day of the year. If you want to major in meteorology, do well in math and physics as coursework. Coursework in meteorology is intense in those courses. Take as many of those kinds of courses in school as you can so you best be prepared for the college level courses. Sources: I'm a meteorologist. Other answers: being a meteorologist is pretty much amazing. It definitely isn't an easy field, as Sis Wixman said. Is that what? Yeah, that was Sis Wixman. He was a meteorologist 4 years ago. It involves a lot of math and physics, but learning about all the different aspects of meteorology and why the atmosphere behaves as, like it does can be absolutely fascinating. It's also extremely rewarding when research results and or forecasts verify. The most amazing thing by far, though, has been learning certain concepts in the classroom, then applying them to what's going on outside, especially when dealing with severe weather. There are so many different branches and things to study, i.e. severe storms, winter weather, climate, clouds, aerosols, etc. There seems to be something interesting that almost everyone can find interest in, whether they want to do research, forecasting, or broadcast meteorology. There's always something new to learn and never a dull moment. Sources: I'm a grad student in meteorology. I've been a meteorologist for 40 years and never tire of it. Even though I'm retired now, I keep up with what is going on and do casual work in meteorology when they are short-staffed. It is a satisfying career and one which you can never know everything, so you're always learning what's going on, there are always new things being discovered. Getting down to basics, as the others have said, you must have maths and physics. There is no way out. Wow. Once you're a meteorologist, you never stop being a meteorologist. You must do a lot more maths and physics at the university, so you have them at the highest level from school. If that is a problem, then meteorology is not the career for you, says Tento Field. I'm not a meteorologist, but I do have a huge fascination in it. I'm actually taking college classes now to hopefully be able to be a professional tornado chaser. But I wanted to say thanks for posting this question. It's nice to know that there are a lot of teenagers like me who enjoy meteorology like me. Okay, new question. Is today a holiday? Yeah, no. Is tornado season over? Is Tornado Alley shifting? Is tornado chasing a career? Is storm chasing dangerous? Is storm chasing a real job? A real thing? Storm chasing. A storm chaser fact checks a disaster blockbuster. Timur gets right into the thick of huge storms for a living, so we asked him to watch Into the Storm, a new tornado thriller, and wrote back on how it compares to the real thing. As a diehard storm chaser, it was difficult for me to watch the tornado disaster movie Into the Storm. This is a subject I really care about, and my expectations were huge. I'm certain that the storm chasing community feels the same. Well before I had a TV show, I knew I wanted to chase storms for the rest of my life. As soon as I got my driver's license 18 years ago, I sacrificed everything to make that dream happen. Tornadoes are my unrelenting obsession. Each year we drive more than 50,000 miles and spend more of our lives on the road than most long-haul truckers, foregoing any prayer or retirement fund to experience as many storms as physically possible. My favorite movie as a kid was Night of the Twisters, in which a small Nebraska town is ravaged by a mega tornado outbreak of apocalyptic proportions, and its family struggles to survive a series of violent supercell storms. This made-for-TV movie showed the dark side of tornadoes, the devastation, but the science fiction was way over the top. My other personal favorite was Twister, which introduced storm chasing to the world in 1996, the same year I got my driver's license. Into the Storm is the first Hollywood storm chasing blockbuster since then, and it was worth the wait. Into the Storm takes place around the fictional town of Silverton, Oklahoma, on high school graduation day. Storm chasers and townspeople are in an all-out battle with severe weather and deadly tornadoes. The movie features three parallel storylines. A group of high school graduates are caught off guard by the deadly tornado outbreak. A team of modern-day storm chasers whose mission is to intercept the eye of the tornado with an armored, tank-like vehicle named Titus. And a group of beer-drinking thrill-seekers trying to capture the viral YouTube video of a lifetime. These Yahoo chasers, as they're called, in the storm chaser community are a hilarious touch. The scary part is they're a real aspect of storm chasing these days. So are the armored tornado tanks like my Dominator trucks, Iowa State's Dorothy, and Sean's Casey's Tornado Intercept Vehicle. The fictional Titus is as badass as any of these, except for the Dominator 3. The Ford F-350, reinforced with steel armor, Alexa and windshield, and hydraulics that can keep it locked to the ground like a rolling storm bunker. Here's the thing that's really shocking about Into the Storm. It doesn't just do a good job capturing the storm-chasing scene, it's also a surprisingly realistic portrayal of the storms themselves. The effects kept me on the edge of my seat, even though I've intercepted more than 500 tornadoes, including the infamous twin tornadoes that devastated the town of Pilger, Nebraska just a few weeks ago. Yes, the movie tornadoes are exaggerated, but as so much recent footage from security cameras and chasers has shown, buildings really do disintegrate in seconds, houses really do fly through the air. Okay, the point is, this guy does this for a living for real, but it's not clear whether or not, like that's one dude, he said he wasn't paid very well. You don't need a meteorology degree to chase tornadoes, but if everything you know about storm chasing comes from reality TV and movies such as Twister, you have the wrong idea. Here are three ways to encounter severe weather on safe terms. Some good along the way, right along with the pros. Companies such as Silver Lining Tours, Tempest Tours, and F5 Tours take groups of tourists on a 6 to 10 day storm chasing trips around Tornado Alley. For a few $1,000 each, groups of 10 to 20 tourists, accompanied by professional guides, pile into chase vans, and cover thousands of miles from Texas to North Dakota and as far west as Colorado. You get to see a lot of the Great Plains, says Martin Lucius of Tempest Tours. Every few storms, we see a tornado. Sometimes we see a brief tornado. Maybe it's a slender black cone tornado on the ground for a minute or two. Sometimes it's a large wedge tornado that might be a mile wide. It might be a violent class tornado like the F4 or F5 tracking across the open plains. Sometimes these tours get lucky and conditions line up just right. Rich Hamill of Silver Lining Tours tells PM that in late May, you were in Bennington, Kansas, watching a big tornado there that barely moved. It was on the ground for an hour, so everyone was just pretty excited about that. And luckily, it just sort of sat in place, not over a really densely populated area, so nobody got hurt as far as I've heard, and there wasn't a whole lot of damage. We could watch it and didn't have to worry about anybody getting hurt. Radar can become a storm spotter. Radar can give a meteorologist a good idea of how a storm is developing, but experienced spotters say it's no substitute for knowledgeable eyes on the ground who can confirm what's happening. If you want to help track severe weather, including tornadoes, consider the National Weather Service's Storm Spotter program, Skywarn. The program offers free 2-hour classes in safety, reporting procedures, and basic meteorology. Anyone can attend a local class and become a spotter. Storm spotting involves monitoring and reporting severe weather at your location rather than actively chasing storms. Volunteering with the Skywarn is a great way to learn about severe weather without putting thousands of miles on your odometer. And it'll also be a good way to gain experience. You're much safer at home where you can seek shelter if needed than while you're learning what you're looking at. Find a mentor. If you have logged a year or two of storm spotting and you think you might be ready to hit the road, remember that you still have a lot to learn. Even experienced chasers find themselves in legal circumstances. As the late May deaths of three chasers in Oklahoma reminded everyone, those lifers warn aspiring novices against taking off on their own to chase storms. Instead, they say, look for an experienced storm chaser who might be willing to show you the ropes. Introducing yourself and learning from your peers is essential, Revering says. Perhaps learn from several people and absorb as much of it as you can. Skywarn can be a great way to make contacts while you learn, and forums such as Storm Track are another good place to connect with experienced chasers. Storm chasing frequently asked questions. What I'm curious is if the Stormfront people know about this. Storm chaser fact. Meteorologist salary. 89,000. That was very quick. Well, what about in Sedona? Sedona. Salary genius, meteorologist salary in Sedona, Arizona. Average starting, median, and top salary. Pay statistics. Oh man, here's an ad for like something I can't see because it doesn't render properly on my device. The average yearly salary for a meteorologist in Sedona, Arizona is $89,000. If you're just beginning to work a new job as a meteorologist in Sedona, Arizona, you can earn a starting pay of $73,000 annually. As is true for most jobs and careers, you can secure hourly pay rate or salary to increase as you gain experience and the longer you're employed with the same employer. In Sedona, you could eventually make an average income of around $104,000 after several years on the job with increased wages. When pursuing your career of choice, you could compare salaries of similar professions and factors for raises and promotions over time. And then there's a bar graph of the three salaries, specifically in Sedona, Arizona. I think they don't actually have any information for Sedona. They're just replicating the national figure. Oh, television meteorologist salary. That's probably different. The average yearly salary, is that ad again that I can't see? High demand for television meteorologists. I guess it's an ad for getting your degree. The average yearly salary for television meteorologists in Sedona, Arizona is $106,000. If you're just beginning to work on your job and it is a television meteorologist in Sedona, Arizona, you can earn a starting pay rate of $87,000. There's a bar graph with those three salary levels. Meteorologist versus storm chaser. Yeah, I'm not seeing any comparisons of the two. Are storm chasers crossing the line? They are scientists and thrill seekers. Critics ask if they're going too far. As deadly tornadoes spun across parts of central Oklahoma on May 31st, the National Weather Service office in Norman urged residents to find immediate shelter. If you're stuck in traffic on I-35, you are in danger. Please try to get a building or safe shelter, NWS Norman tweeted. Trying to load NWS Norman's profile here. Oh man, NWS Norman. Wow, he says to find shelter if you're on I-35. That was in May 31st, 2013. NWS Norman. Oh, and Norman isn't the guy's name. It's Norman, Oklahoma. That's disappointing. I thought it was National Weather Service Norman, like your friendly neighborhood Norman. 8:03 p.m., he tweets, 5 hours ago. he or she, because it's just the city. 8:03 p.m. A strong storm remains over Gould. Localized flooding, hail up to the size of Nichols and wind gusts in the air 15. Does he have a database of different things the hail can be up to the size of? I hope they're different, like it's in Katamari where like you are the size of 73 of these and it just gives you a random item. Okay, apparently T-storm is actually a word that he uses a lot on purpose. It wasn't just a typo. So that's a couple of showers are starting to pop in western Oklahoma. Expect this isolated convection to continue into the afternoon / evening. Okay, WX. Oh, man. Brian Josephy asks, Frederick radar down again? And WS Norman says, yes, part is on order. Not sure when it will be back up. Brian Josephy says, thank you. I was wondering what happened. Stay cool today. Miranda Bailey says, looking for an app with relative humidity prediction graph to help with baling alfalfa. Any suggestions? And WS Norman says, where are you located, Miranda? Miranda Bailey says, Weatherford, Oklahoma. If you go to this page, forecast.weather.gov/mapflick.php ?i-ellipsis, and scroll down to the bottom right, there's an hourly graph available. And then WS Norman says, no problem, without Miranda actually saying thank you. Maybe she deleted that tweet for some reason. At least 60 storm chasers stayed on the roads, heading directly towards the tornado itself. Radar imaging posted on Twitter Friday night shows that as the deadly El Reno twister touched down, several cars were precariously close to the tornado core. Three of those storm chasers lost their lives. According to acclaimed researcher Tim Samaras, his son Paul, a videographer, and chaser Carl Young were among those killed by the EF tornado. Related tornado chaser Tim Samaras killed, fans paid tribute. The Weather Channel's Mike Betty is in the other two others were injured in the same twister when their car was tossed 200 yards. Reed Timmer, who was featured in the Discovery program Storm Chasers, escaped without injury, but his armored car, Dominator 2, has his hood torn off by the twister. Check Google. I'll see you next week.
Brought to you by time-travel.club.